He must sleuth it. Yes, Bear's always getting it. Hello, Blue Skies. Pink Floyd remix. That's a good one. I like Hello, Blue Skies. Hello, Blue Sky. Hello. Hi, everybody. Welcome to another live stream. I am your host, Bear Human, Owen, the Big Bear. This is episode 793. Muslims inspire the Germans. Brother reports from front lines and mail. I got a lot of front lines reporting today. And I know Muslims inspire Germans is going to trigger some gammas. But it's a really funny story. I just got my 33 and I'm back in my 1/8 Cutard. Good morning, Bears from California. Hi, Noodle Bear. Hi, everybody. Hi, everybody. Paul Joseph Watson is such a little cuck. This is the one thing I'll say. Like, people that don't tour and aren't honest, they don't even know their audience. Like, should we start with the Muslim stuff first? Or, yeah, just finished watching the replay piano in time for this Glasgow. Nice. Owen of House Baz. I need more biscuits. I don't have biscuits. All I have is gravy. I don't provide biscuits. Man cannot live on biscuit alone. Was just catching up on last night's stream. Heard you got my letter. Yeah, I got a bunch of letters today, too. So we'll have a lot of good mail today. We will not survive the spring. Guys, today is one of the most beautiful days I've ever seen. There's no more chemtrails where I live, by the way. All right. Ugh, how dare you? BJW is a sodomite. Oh, I got some. I know some stuff about him. I got some juicy intel on old butt boy Watson. But Muslims are inspiring Germans. And I'm going to give you guys a cautionary tale to all you... people out there in Europe and all you guys, what the role, the function of organized religion is. And one thing I do know, there's a lot I don't know. One thing I do know is women and how women react to masculinity versus cuckery. And I will give you a little warning and we'll just continue. All right, we got a lot of funny stuff today. Here's a quick deep thoughts that Papa J Bear created. Go find him on YouTube. I won't specify his channel, but here we go.
The little spider web, just a little touch, and then room, 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 boom.
Oh man, there's another one that I uploaded the wrong one, but that one's funny. I had never seen that one. The other one was that public schools are to indoctrinate you to be gay. fresh baked biscuits ready for gravy. Oh, yeah, I got you guys. I got you guys covered today. All right, God bless you all. Yeah, big time. Would you guys like to, which one's Caroni? Oh, a bear made this. I can't remember what her name was. I'm going to give her a shout out because this made me and my wife laugh really hard. Hang on. What is her name? Fallon L. Okay. She's doing some investigative reporting out here. Old Fallon L. Where is it? Sorry, guys. Give me 1 second here. I believe this is it. Here we go.
Just got to run to the dollar store.
Mm-hmm.
She's got coronavirus.
Ooh.
Gotta get your toilet paper for the coronavirus. That caution tape will protect us from the coronavirus. Oh, no, he has coronavirus. Make sure you put on your hand sanitizer. You gotta be safe from the coronavirus. Good thing the streets are empty or we'd all get coronavirus. Oh, no, he's got coronavirus. Coronavirus, coronavirus, coronavirus. Good thing the church is closed or I might get the coronavirus.
So funny. Closed churches. Closed churches. Well, mosques can replace you very easily, churches. Just to let you know, I'll just give you a little sample of that gravy coming. No problem if you want to close, because there's a group of people that actually fear God more than a hoaxed illness, and they're called Muslims. So we'll get to that in a little bit. We have some more reporting from the front lines. Hang on, here we go. We got some more Bears reporting from the front lines.
Hey, Big Bear. Mike and Michelle Bear. Well, Mike of Mike and Michelle Bear reporting live.
Thanks, Mike.
From the front lines.
What is going on?
Taking your brother's advice, burning out the coronu.
Yes.
As you can see,
There it is.
Job well done. Keep crushing bears.
Excellent, excellent. So coronavirus has been burned, so it doesn't exist anymore. Coronavirus, coronavirus, coronavirus. Me and my wife were like, there's something about an actually funny woman that can really escalate comedy. They're just very rare. Muslims crushing pretty hard. Yeah, and they're inspiring Germans. And let me tell you something about my German audience. They ain't cucks. Let's just say they're enthusiastic about their heritage. So we're not taking a sample size here from SJWs, and they're inspired by the Muslims. Wait till we get to it. I told everybody this a while ago. If you don't show people that you fear that you follow God's law more than the law of man, like, you will be replaced. There is no, because churches just become DMVs at that point, and no one just goes to the DMV. No one goes with their family to sit at the DMV and pray to God. So if your church is feeble and weak in the face of a hoaxed plandemic, which it's pretty obviously hoaxed at this point, you'll be replaced. And I'm not saying everyone in Germany is going to become Muslim, but a lot of women are going to be attracted to that way of life because they feel safe and protected. Women like to be with men who fear God more than man.
Oh, how dare you? Are you a Muslim now? How dare you?
I'll just show you real quick. I don't want to keep teasing you guys. I'm just going to show you guys this real quick. So Paul Joseph Watson, childless, womanless cuck, says, a video out of Berlin shows Muslim worshippers flagrantly violating Germany's quarantine law and social distancing rules by congregating outside a mosque as police fail in attempting to disperse them. Oh, all right. So that's okay. So what do you think the German reaction is to this? Do you think it's like, oh, it's all right. Paul Joseph Watson understand. No, no, no. The guy who wrote me this says, I respect Muslims more. And you can tell English isn't, you can barely speak English. I respect Muslims more and more every day. InfoWars never again. Effing shills. Keep slaying the wizards. Love from Germany. If you go to this video, everybody in there is either saying good natural selection, let them die off, or they're saying I'm proud of Muslims. They are crushing, basically. Paul Joseph Watson doesn't even know his audience. People don't watch InfoWars because they want to see someone cuck to the government. If someone like Paul Joseph Watson, who's so atheistic and hedonistic, hey bud, what would possibly see this as bad? And the Muslims, it's against Sharia law to go against. I talked to my Muslim correspondent this morning about all this. I wanted to get his feedback. It's actually not good Muslim practice to rebel, to protest. A lot of people don't realize that. But when it goes against your ability to practice your religion, they will just keep going. On Fridays, men have to go to mosque and they won't stop. And so what Paul Joseph Watson doesn't understand is that inspires men. It has the opposite effect. If they were fighting cops, if they were trying to overthrow the government, yeah, that would cause a problem. People would be like, but if they're just going to their place of worship, you have to understand the role of religion in society. The role of religion in society is to show people not to be afraid, give people a group ability to connect to God. If the government, because of the sniffles, says you can't go to your church or your mosque, and there's a group of people that go anyway, they are called, in history, they are called what class? Martyrs. And what do we all know about martyrs? They inspire people. So right now, and then this video was taken down because it showed that the Muslims were not being violent at all. They simply wanted to go pray to God. And what did that action show? It showed that they fear God more than the state. What is that, ladies and gentlemen? That is what the role of religion is supposed to do. So that's why the churches are all empty and the mosques are not. So, legends, great. And a lot of my listeners in Germany who, let's just say they're German enthusiasts, are not mad at the Muslims for this. Paul Joseph Watson is a childish cuck. Oh, I heard something about old Paul Joseph Watson, so I'll tell you in a little bit. Maybe single ladies need to go to mosque on Friday. Dude, guys, one thing I know. I don't know a lot. I don't know a lot about certain things in life, but one thing I know is women. Women go where the men are strong. They don't go where people are locked up in their house, sniffling and W-H-A-C-K-I-N-G-ing to P-O-R-O-N-P-O-R-N-O-S's. Look at how beautiful this day is. Just look at that. Look at that sky. So if you are actually enthusiastic about being German and all that, well, your women will leave you and go with strong men who are not scared of the sniffles. Okay, martyrs inspire people except for Joan of Arc. That was just unfortunate. Okay, whatever. Paul be rage whacking. Oh, Paul, Ramadan worshipers. Dude, I might do Ramadan this year just to spiral out. I just want to make the baby boomers just spiral. No, yeah, I might fast for Ramadan. Sorry for laughing. I can't wait to, how dare you? What are you doing? You know what I'm doing. Yes, amen, BB. Fact. Because if your place of worship closes because of government financial incentives, it isn't godly. Oh, and you'll be replaced. Because nature doesn't care about your narratives. God doesn't care about your narratives. There's only one narrative. There's only one. All right. So again, and don't think that you right-wingers, that you like hardcore right-wingers are on the side of the quarantine. Like the very enthusiastic Germans, they're inspired by the Muslims. Fact. Just like I was inspired by the Muslims when they stood up to teaching sodomy in schools. When England was all on their knees, filleting El Diablo's phallus, the Muslims were saying, no, you can't teach that to our children. And guess who? All women are Muslim now with Coroni. Dude, it inspires women. Women don't want to be with a man that closes down their church because of the sniffles. Guys, it's a hoax. It's all a hoax. And it's fine. Do what you want. A lot of us are thriving. I just talked to a Norwegian guy today. He runs a company that distributes music for Spotify and iTunes and all that, and he's thriving. And so I was like, hey, man, I got a bunch of comedy albums. You want to work together? And he's like, yeah. So I introduced Kai Tenoso to him, and it's going to be great. Is Ramadan, you fast 12 hours, will sun up from food and water but can eat at nighttime? Yeah. And Jesus allegedly did Ramadan. I don't know, though. I'm just looking into it. And if you have a problem with me doing a fast, you know, during a religious time, go to the Daily Wire. Because these things have to be done. I don't think I'll last very long, though. I don't think Islam is right about women. Well, the fact they still go to their mosque shows they fear God more than man, which is pretty much the only point of religion. If you fear man more than God and your church is just a tax shelter, no one cares. No one takes their family to the DMV. And people all wonder, why are the churches empty? Because no one says, come on, Tommy, come on, Jimmy, come on, sweetheart. We have to go to the DMV to worship. All right. I fast regularly too. Yeah. Dude, the Muslims know a lot of stuff, man. Get into it. Agreed, BB. The churches that close their doors don't believe what they preach. Yes, they're liars. They prove that they don't. Well, I know it's open today because my cell phone isn't charging. So I'm going to go see what the problem is. Turns out all Verizon stores are totally open. They're fine. Why? Because the state needs the PRNOs to keep, and the propaganda to keep pumping right into your pocket. So although they say seeds are non-essential and neither is God, what is essential, of course, Verizon stores, 9 to 8 p.m. today. I just looked it up. No hiccup whatsoever. Why? Because it's essential that you get to have all your propaganda and all your fear porn and all your sex porn in your pocket all the time. Because God forbid, and God in all caps, the God of this world, God forbid that that gets a hiccup at all. But the church, seeds, all non-essential. You don't need that at all. What you do need is the pornos. Closed churches and Planned Parenthood open for business. Right. So again, if you are all about God as non-essential, right? Well, the Muslims don't feel that way in Germany. And I'll show you one more time. I'm very inspired by the Muslims. Paul Joseph Watson, the cuck, says, a video out in Berlin shows Muslims worshipping flagrantly, that Muslim worshippers flagrantly violating Germany's quarantine law and social distancing rules by congregating outside the mosque as police fail in attempting to disperse them. Yeah, that inspires people, Paul, you stupid shill. Flagrantly violate. Good. I respect the Muslim more and more every day. InfoWars, never again. Effing shields. Keep slaying the wizards. Love from Germany. Very enthusiastic German. You have no idea how wrong you are if you're a right winger who thinks that people are like, man, we really just have to lock everyone down. You know, I actually read the thousands of emails sometimes, you know. I know what people think. I know what people think, man. Oh, the German. Good for the Muslim. The Muslim is finally earning my respect. The Muslim does not fear Merkel. Guys, they hate Angela Merkel. Hate. Why on earth would German enthusiasts be like, oh, Angela Merkel says we must lock the down? I'm thriving. My buddy I just started talking to in Norway is crushing, Vox Day crushing, everyone crushing. People that saw this coming a mile away and just, don't fear God only, you know, everyone's doing great. But to close churches, if your church is closed, the abortion clinic's open, Verizon's open, and you don't see a problem with it, there's a group of people that fear God more than you. They're called Muslims, and they will, like, successfully and righteously take over your towns. And Tommy Robinson's little Israeli dance is not going to work anymore. I'm Tommy Robinson. All right. The only thing charging my life is my commute got better. Yeah, totally. A lot of people are crushing. And the actual believers here know that I'm not disrespecting Christianity at all. In fact, it's a rallying call to allow yourself to be inspired by another group. I've been inspired by Mormons about how to have a ton of kids and get a trampoline. I've been inspired by the Amish about how to avoid technology and continue to crush with what really matters, which is food, faith, you know, Muslims or bears. I'm fasting next Monday through Friday. Good for you. People who believe in Jesus are thriving. People who believe in God, Jesus, yeah. Well, people who fear God believe in Jesus is empty rhetoric. Sorry, but not sorry. It's go time here, guys. If you say, I believe in Jesus, what, that he existed? Ben Shapiro believes in Jesus. He thinks he was a common criminal and he's burning in hell right now. That's what Ben Shapiro thinks. No, fear God only. That's not empty rhetoric. That's real rhetoric. That's real. As a Christ, said Sonora Bear. Sonora Bear, tell me about your life. And by the way, when you say as a Christ, do you mean the Christ? Sonora Bear, let me know more about your life. I'm fascinated by people that don't realize how obvious what they say is. Oh, this is pretty funny. I'm just going to keep making you laugh. I'm not going to get too theological here. This made me laugh. Someone just sent me this. And then we'll listen to my brother from the front lines. But good for the German Muslims. They really are inspiring a lot of people, and God bless them. And I hope they don't rebel against the government because that goes against their laws. But see, this is the thing about Muslims is... If the state enforces blasphemy, which right now the state made Christianity illegal in America, and people are just saying trust the plan, and I'm like, wait, what? You're not allowed to worship in groups in America as Christians because of the cold and flu season. Just letting you guys know that I don't have a church. I've been doing it at home, but just know that your church is not a church if they close their doors because the state told them they could not worship anymore. Give Caesar Caesar's only if it doesn't cross your ability to be Christian. And that isn't a call to rebel. It's a call to say there's very little, like just the existence of abortion. You don't have a right to shoot an abortion doctor. What it is you as a Christian should never be impeded upon to practice your religion. And the Muslims know this, but the Christians don't because of their overwhelming porn addiction and obsession with Israel. Would you like me to continue? If you're a squirter, get right. If your church closed its doors because of this plandemic, which is complete nonsense, you were not attending a church of God. You were attending a church of Caesar. It is a tax shelter and nothing more, nothing less than the DMV. So the Muslims, God bless the Muslims. I hope that God continues to bless them in their pursuit of faith over Angela Merkel, because that's great. And it appears they are not hurting people, that they are just simply going to mosque. And if more people in America, if more Christians in America were like that, the world would be a much better place. God bless the Muslims. All right. What is this? My Christian grandma has a Star of David next to her cross. It's disgusting. Hey, don't be disgusted. Just do your thing. I bet if I analyzed your life, it would be full of problems. Don't fear the government. Fear God. God will guide you. Right. And the Muslims will take over Germany if this continues. They will be the religion. And what you don't understand, I'm guessing, a lot of you do, but some of you don't, is the only purpose of religion, the reason no one goes to church in England, is because it stopped functioning as a religion. The only point is to give you the spirit, to help you grow your fearlessness. Other than, and if Christians cuck, which they do, they've just been pathetic in a lot of these regions, the Muslims will take over, and they deserve it. A Muslim leader said Muslims don't understand germs. Muslims don't believe in contagious diseases except with stuff like diarrhea, which is bacterial. Yeah, so when you say, let them all die, let them all die, they won't die. They will take over your nations. And guess what? It's an act of God, because it's right now this is a test. Do you fear God only, or do you fear the state more than God? And you are being tested. You are failing. And a group of Muslims in Germany are not failing. And Paul Joseph Watson is such a dumb cuck that he doesn't realize when he posted that, all his comments were like, great, Muslims are awesome. And it's like, wait a minute, but we hate the Muslims. It's like, no, your audience is not motivated by the hatred of Muslims. They're motivated by the pursuit of truth. InfoWars, are you retarded? The whole reason that we suffer is to understand the truth. And at this point, it's so obvious it's a hoax, to the point where the only thing you can hold on to is that maybe Trump is trying to arrest pedophiles. But there is no, like, there is no plague upon us, guys. The only plague is fear. And the people rising are Muslims. The Florida pastor talks a lot about how the Russian church is being slandered in my local news, saying they have 71 cases of corona. The strongest Christian church in my area is the Orthodox Church. There's an Eastern Orthodox Church that did not close and a Russian Orthodox Church that did not close. At this point, they're the only church I respect in my area at all. Everyone else is a government agency, which means it isn't a church. Guys, I face this all as a comedian. Comedians that are not funny are no longer comedians. Do you understand how fundamental it was? So a lot of people, they can stay afloat on the afterburn of the lie, where it's like, oh, you can't make fun of this, you can't make fun of that, you can't make fun of this, you have to promote this, you have to promote this, you have to promote this. And I'm like, but that isn't funny. And so a lot of the shills got all these Netflix deals and big stadiums and all this shill, right? And for a while, my Orthodox church closed. I'm looking for another. Yeah, then get another church. And so for a little while, when you jump off a cliff, for a minute, you feel like you're flying. And then the ground starts coming up really fast. When you hit terminal velocity, when you're falling to the earth, for a while, you think you're floating. You think you're flying. Look at me, I'm flying. No, you're falling to the earth. And you reap what you sow. Lukewarm Christians deserve what they're getting. Yes, because lukewarm means you're not. You aren't functioning as a Christian. You're functioning as an atheist secularist, using the word Christian that you did not earn at all with your actions to hide. Right? This is very obvious stuff, guys. And so when a church is operating as a 503c tax shelter and they close their doors because they're ordered to by Caesar, it is not a church of God, by definition. No, we're just trying to be safe. You have to allow people to worship if they... I don't have fear of the coronavirus. None of us have fear of the coronavirus. A lot of my friends don't have fear of the coronavirus. My mother does not have fear of the coronavirus. If you close your doors to us and say we cannot worship there because of our lack of fear, you are not a church. You are not a house of God, and you have no value. And right now, we are watching as those without value are crumbling and those with value are rising. All right, let's continue. So God bless the Muslims of Germany. Unless the German people start fearing God more than Angela Merkel, Germany will become Muslim, and they deserve it. And I hope that it gives a lot of women safety and comfort and large, beautiful families, because the wanking and the jerking and the squirting that all the Germans are doing alone now, just the drinking and the pumping and the fear and the crying, you know, all their jizz and their tears are just washing over them in fear. While that's happening, there is a group of people called Muslims that are still going to the mosque, and they're inspiring men and sexually attracting women. And that is reality, and there's nothing you can do about it.
But I mean, you just, yeah, I mean, it.
Guys, it's, you're falling to the earth and you think you're flying. And I'm letting you know that you are not in fact flying, you are falling. And there are groups of people that intensely face reality. And that will attract women, because women do not want to be with a man who squirts alone in fear. It disgusts them. They don't respect them. They don't want to breed with them. They don't want their children. The birth rate drops. Islam might be the only thing that makes Germans start having children again. You understand that? So then you start thinking, well, do you care about your race? Do you care about the German blood? Well, Christianity in Germany apparently is making them squirt alone a lot, because it's about taxes. So when you see a man say, I'm going to the mosque, and the man does not strike the police officer, the man simply does not stop walking to the mosque. That inspires the men to say, I can be strong too. And women get sexually aroused, and they want to have the child with that man. As you're alone squirting and drinking, you are cursing your people to extinction. Yahshua said to him, I am the living God, the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but me alone. Okay, great. Well, as you're squirting, they will be going to worship. I'm not inspired by Muslims, but Jesus. Okay, great. Are you going to church? Or is the sniffles keeping you from worshiping the only way you believe to get to God is? Do you understand? Your argument is nonsense. You're falling and you think you're flying.
Jesus said that only I am the way to the...
Okay, so do you actually believe it?
Well, I mean, I can't risk it. I can't risk going to church anymore. I mean, the sniffles.
So you don't actually believe it. So that's empty rhetoric. It's called empty rhetoric. The words of the Pharisee. So if you believe Jesus is the only way to God, and you stop worshiping because of fear, you never believed it in the first place, and you're reciting a nursery rhyme like a baby with your thumb in your mouth.
Jesus will save me.
Well, we'll see. We'll see, won't we? All right. Falling isn't flying. Floating isn't infinite. So many idol-worshiping Christian warper bear. It's fine. They work themselves out, guys. I don't need to ban them. Because then, once people see through it, everything they say reveals. It's kind of like when people, all these trolls say, Owen's crazy. His wife's going to leave him. His wife makes him live stream outside. Wait till you see the documentary that's about to come out. And then every time someone says that stuff, you will look at that person and say, oh, you're a liar. It's the same with this. Like, I could never respect a Muslim. Jesus is the only... It's like, do you still go to church? Of course not. I have to wear my mask. I have to squirt. I have to squirt and drink and mask. Okay, man. You know, and it's not my job to wake them up. I'm honestly just giving props to the German Muslims. I'm not here to argue with anybody. You do what you want. I'm a Christian. I'm not a Muslim. I pursue the truth without... I pursue the truth no matter what it is. And that's why you can hear the sound of birds chirping around me, my family playing behind me. And it's like, but you can't be a Christian if you admire the bravery of men. You have to squirt. You have to squirt. You have to squirt like me. Why don't you sit around and squirt? They don't follow his words, but they believe he will save them. Is that not exactly what the Jews did? It's exactly what Jesus rebelled against. They believe that he will save them because of titles and just empty words. But they don't follow him. They don't listen to what he says. They don't heed his warnings. They don't fear God. They fear the coronavirus. And when you understand what the coronavirus actually is, the level of hoax it is, it's such a perfect test from God. It's perfect. That's why I know it's not from Satan. I know it is from God. It's perfect. To be this paranoid and this devastated, and it's revealing everyone's character. Like my dad doesn't want my mom to visit me anymore. My mom's obviously still going to visit. Because when you come home, you have to get tested. I don't want to get coronavirus. I mean, I care about you, Gene. I don't want you to get coronavirus, but you have to think about me. It's always about him the whole time. And I was like, Mom, you should tell him he has to get an AIDS test because he's had so many affairs with men. He'll just shut down just to make us laugh. He's gone. He's a meat suit full of demons. Hopefully he gets his soul back, but it's crazy. It's just, when you understand what the coronavirus actually is and you watch the selfish nature of people just bubbling, it's biblical. Yeah. Yeah. And it's perfect. That's how I know it's from God. Because it's so fucking dumb. It's like, oh no. Oh no. Everything. If you go visit your son, Owen, you have to get tested before you come home. And you just want to look at him and be like, I see the emptiness in you. This is not like, okay, when you have actual wolves at your door and you show fear, it's a human response, you know, and it takes a lot of training and it's a sin, but it's, you know, it's forgivable. And it has to be something so dumb or else God doesn't prove his point. Allegedly, I'm not going to speak on God's behalf, but it's like, an actual threat, like there's bombs exploding, you hear the sound of children screaming, you know, that's something where you can repent later and say, you know, I was scared, I'm sorry, you know, forgive me, Father, I've sinned, I should fear you only. That's so understandable, guys. When you have action, this is nonsense. This is like, you're being scared of digital numbers and liars and shills. And it's right in front, and they're taking everything from you. And you're like, good. I mean, if we were allowed to walk in the park holding hands, I mean, everybody would die of the coronavirus. And it's just wheat chaff, just boom. And it's so obvious when you see it. And then when I see Muslims going to the mosque, I'm like, peace be upon Muhammad. And then the Christians are like, how dare you? The only thing that's going to save me is Jesus. And if I stay here and just stay away, stay away. Oh, how is Jesus with the lepers? Have you ever read the Bible? Oh, and you never read the Bible. You don't even know. You don't even know the Bible. Yeah, is this acting like Jesus? Peace be upon him. That's what the Muslims say when they say Jesus. Peace be upon him. Not the churchians. Of course that my church had its clothes. We would get the coronavirus. We would get the coronavirus. The king of kings, right? But you're going to bow to the crown virus. The crown virus. Who's wearing the crown, nigga? It's hilarious. And they're not. The test is character revealing. Guys, I've already been through this many times in my life. This isn't the end of the world. This is a apocalypse. Not the apocalypse. I don't believe. I mean, no man knows the hour, but Muslims are our brothers. Good ones are. You know, Pharisee Muslims aren't. It's not like there is no title that says these are the good people. It's the people that I am inspired by men who fear God only. He touched a leper. Jesus, don't touch the leper. 6 foot distancing. 6 feet. Jesus Christ, just touched a leper. I can't be around Jesus Christ. He can't lay hands on me, or else I'll have to be tested. I'll have to be tested by the coronavirus. Oh, no. Oh, no, I can't go to jail. It's like, listen, you can trust the plan all you want, But when they say you can't go to church, you just got paralyzed. You just got butt-fucked by Satan right in your asshole. And you're just like, yeah, pump me, Satan. Shaitan. There are no dead bodies. It's nothing. It's a joke on a biblical proportion. It makes the moon landing look like it checks out. And I'll get emails. Oh, how dare you? My grandfather died of coronavirus. It's like, tell me more about him. Oh, he was totally 80 and freaking smoked and everything. Okay. You know the odds anybody dies every year is 1%? 150,000 people die a year. What's happening right now is people are scapegoating their terrible lives with a nonsense word, coronavirus. It's like, oh, that's what killed him. So now I'm a victim. I'm part of a grand narrative of victimhood. There is no actual evidence that any of this is real. None. Zip. Zero. Coronavirus! All right, we're going to watch the bear do that again. Then I'm going to front lines with my brother. And then, oh, Owen's a denier. He's a denier. Dude, keep it up, man. I know women. Women are sexually repulsed by scared men. They're sexually repulsed by squirters. They don't want to have your children. So if you want to point your finger at me and say, deny or deny, well, I know what it does. It makes women respect me, and it makes men go to me because they go where women go, because they want families, because that's in our DNA. So again, I will state that I have a 147 IQ. I can see patterns miles away. And I know that I have a demeanor of like, you know, I swear sometimes, I like joking. I'm insanely smart. So just bear that in mind when I'm telling you that, guys, this stuff. There is no end game for the fearful man. None. Yep, fact, right. Women are just like, yeah, totally. I would never carry a squirter. It's like, so what's the point? You're gonna sit in, where's your drive to have a family? Stop watching pornos. You're squirting your life away. You're squirting your life. Coronavirus knows what you did. Coronavirus. Don't be a thirsty squirter. Exactly. And it's like, dude, do what you want, man. But when people keep empty hospitals, dude, it's all a hoax. And it's so perfect, I know it's from God. Yes, I'm sexually repulsed by that. You're 147% right. Yeah. It's Greek Orthodox bear gets it. So Greek Orthodox churches are doing better than the Zionist churches. So you seem like you're in a good place. There's definitely men there that aren't scared of the sniffles. My dad is a pathetic mess. He's telling my mom not to visit me because he doesn't want to get infected. He's sodomized men for money. like the ironies are so it's like God is this perfect revealer. It's so perfect. Like, you guys, this world is so fallen and so broken and so not perfect. But when you see an act of God, you're like, wow. It's just this beautiful symmetry to it. Empty hospital. Dude, it's all nonsense. These are the people that I see as good, even though they are riddled with fear. The ones that are scared, they're going to give it to people. I know people like that, and they still are beautiful souls in my book. Where I know people that are like, I can't be around people. I don't want to kill anyone because it's guilt. I used to be like that. I used to feel that way about stuff. It's like, if you don't want to pass on death to people, that's still moral. It's just completely wrong. But the people that are like, don't be around me. I will become infected. Get away from me. Get away from me. It's like, you're done. You're just done. You know? My sister's a nurse and she's bored out of her mind if she's even at work. Yeah, yeah, the fear. I mean, I know nurses that are stressed because the fear is there where it's like, oh, you got to work. But when you ungravel them, when you say, well, how many people are dying? Well, none. So what's the stress? Well, they make us wear these masks, but the mask has to be reused. It has to be disinfected. I don't know who's that. So it's the mask. Yeah, 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 this coronavirus is crazy. And I'm like, the mask is stressing you out. The regulations are stressing you out. The vibration in work is, it's not dead bodies. It's not. Shapiro's probably shitting his pants over Corona right now. Oh, shitting pants. There are lots of those. I just want to find a good Christian man who truly aims to please God and live in a life of logos. So on point BB. All women do. All. Deep down inside, all of them do. And so a lot of German women are about to start becoming Muslim. Good for them. They don't need a squirt boy who says they're Christian. Oh, only through the sun can we get to God. Okay, what are you doing? I have to self-quarantine. Why? You're the pastor. You're the minister. Where's your flock? I don't want to get coronavirus. It's like, okay, well, that random Muslim in the street is just walking to the mosque. Women are not attracted to money. They're attracted to status, and men are promoted in status when they have a lack of fear. That's what draws other men to them. Strength, charisma. Where's all these things come from? God. Fear God only. Corona is secretly helping us. It's perfect. Guys, it's perfect. It's perfect. Like, look at this. We sold our countries to the Saudis long ago. What are you talking about? What is a country? Like, what? Like, sold? Who's we? God, I'll still do this every day on Grabbling. Nurses will give my wife nasty looks for not wearing a mask, so I balance that by pointing at people with masks like they're a circus animal. Just call it a muzzle. Go, I don't wear muzzles. The masks are given to people the impression they are doing something so pathetic. Oh, and it's also, like, odd. Like, when I'm talking to somebody wearing a mask now that I, like, know, it's like working at a store, there's a weird vibe. I'm like, how you doing, you know? You good? It's like, yeah, I'm good. I'm holding up. It's like, okay. And I'm just like, why are you wearing a mask? I don't say that, but I'm just like, all right, I hope you have a good day. About to have our fifth child in June, and my kids are so happy because we mantra fear God only. Love it. The squirt boys are not meeting women or attracting women or anything because they're in their room watching pornos. You know, Verizon ain't closed. Verizon ain't scared because they need you to watch the pornos. The Saudis never came on my property. Exactly, Bricklayer Bear. These are all stories, guys. They're all narratives. It's all fake. Here's some good news. Oh, no, says Bill Gates. I just created 7 billion anti-vaxxers. I love it. This is really funny, and I'll read some mail. Wake up, sheeple. The truth is so damn obvious. 5G cell towers, vaccine-based 5G chemtrail beam, weaponized 5G bat, COVID-19 mind control beam, new world order, 5G activated nano surveillance roles. I'll be here every day on Grabbling, guys. I get it. But it's just like the muzzies are one size fits all. Guys, it has nothing to do with the title you give yourself. The Mormons and the Amish are two of the most successful religious groups in America because they have large, thriving families. And you can't cuck them because they don't. No, the Amish you can't cuck with technology. It's like, oh, we're going to do a blackout. They're like, what the hell is electricity? And the Mormons, they're like, you can't have 5 kids. Don't you know about environmentalism? They're like, relax. What's next, Jason? Like, look at, like, the Anglican Church. The Anglican Church brings people nothing. Nothing. Darwin was an Anglican. He was a trained Anglican. He was trained in that canon or whatever. It's just disgusting. And so I'm highlighting the Muslims because they're so hated for no reason. But yet they, and I know why. It's because they fear God more than man. And they will walk to the mosque. And people, Christians will get mad at me and say, how dare you? How dare you? And I'll say, it's fine. You do your thing. I'm not here to start a fight. But, you know, German women should probably start getting used to headgear. It's pretty funny. One of the bears made this one. Jordan Peterson thinks he is a lobster on a dark, cold globe. But really, he is a bottom feeder trapped in a bucket. Look at that image. Isn't that amazing? It's amazing. Jordan Peterson thinks he's a lobster on a dark, cold globe, but really he's a bottom feeder trapped in a bucket. If Christians just stopped squirting and started fearing God only, I wouldn't be telling you that I'm predicting a lot of your women will become Muslim. You understand that, right? These theological disagreements don't matter nearly as much as how you act and who you fear. You know, what is actually, like, the theological differences between was Jesus simply a prophet sent from God to free his people, or the literal son of, you know, these are the theological differences, and people will fight all day. Oh, how dare you? As they're just beating off. And I know that's vulgar. People have to understand this. It's insane. As they sit home, unable to go to church. I don't go to church because I don't have a church. I don't like churches in America. Most of them are cocked. Most of them are just up there lying, and I can see right through their fucking eyes. I would love it if a church was great. I would love that community. And I was right. I was totally right. When we were looking at churches, now they're all closed. So I'm so glad I didn't embarrass myself by choosing a church and then having to say, oh, I was wrong. They're not a church. That was a 503C tax shelter. That was a DMV with a lowercase t on it, because that ain't a cross. That's a lowercase t that you just are putting, what does it stand for, tax? Does the crucifix can either stand for, you know, Jesus Christ or taxes. And it's so blasphemous, guys. It's so disgusting to take Jesus Christ's name and make it about money and about power and about control. Who the fuck do you think you are? To make these churches about trusted influences and taxes. And oh my God, we need to influence. That is one of the worst possible sins imaginable. And you're going to judge Muslims and Mormons and shit? You belong to a church that literally takes Jesus Christ's name and uses it for money and power. Subverts it completely. Terrified of any bullshit that's thrown that way, and abandons their flock when they need them the most. When they're scared. When they have fear. The church should stay open so that you can go see other people. Jesus healed the lepers. How did Jesus heal the lepers? Doesn't he know about 6 foot social fucking distancing? Taxes. That's what the lowercase t stands for in those churches. So pathetic. And guess what? I don't have to enact anything to them. Neither do you. Their women will leave them and they will go to strong men, and that will breed stronger people. This is beautiful. This is natural eugenics. The weak squirters will be abandoned, and they will go, the women will go, and they will want to become pregnant, and they will keep the baby. They will not murder the baby of a man that fears God more than man. Women will choose to stop murdering their own babies because they won't be terrified that they are creating another squirter. It all works out in the end, and this is perfect. It's all perfect. It's heartbreaking indeed. Not for me. I love when God allows me to see through stuff. I love when God does such a perfect reveal where it's almost like I can watch. I can put the They Live glasses on and be like, whoa, did not know that guy was this. Finally hearing a man telling the facts. Thank you, BB. Anytime, Kim. Yeah, women like this. Oh, but if I see the truth, you reap what you sow, exactly. And I love this. That is using his name in vain. Right. I see Jesus Christ when I stub my foot, and people say, "How dare you?" And then they use his name for money and power. And you're supposed to think that I'm gonna, guys. It's over, man. It's over. So all that's over. All right. Close the church. We close our wallets. Awareness is a good thing. Some of the women are squirters. Well, yeah, women can. Yeah, but a woman needs male leadership to stop squirting. I'm a woman. I love it. Women are. They react to the men around them. A lot of women become squirters. I know this sounds so vulgar, but it's just so. It's just fucking true. Because they're in this den of shit. They don't want that. You think that women all want families. They all want to have children at their feet. And women with families and strong men, they do not act like squirters. It just isn't even in the realm of reality at all. Like, that just isn't the life they're living. It's like a parasite. Don't you think it's hot when women are really sexually? No. I think it's sad at this point when women are wasting their bodies, when they're just like trying to recreate sexual intimacy with pornos and vibrators and stuff. And they are never given the point of all of it. It's like there's no point.
Oh, so you're a prude?
No. No, Big Bear is not a prude. Big Bear is just, women masturbation is different. No, it isn't really different, but it's all good. It's all good. I don't want to talk about it. It's gonna get all the squirters going. All the males are gonna go, oh no, wait, what do you do?
So fucking dumb.
That's why the feminazis are so angry and unhappy about everything. Right. If female masturbation was so helpful, then all these feminazi fucking marches would be full of just really happy women. No, they're not happy at all. They're the most evil, angry women on the planet. And they're the ones that are like, I just got a new vibrator. It's hot. And other women are like, we're so liberated from the point of all of this. Like, our body reacts that way because it thinks it's getting a baby. You understand? That the, like, friction against your body, your body's like, this is euphoric. I'm going to be getting another baby. You know? And women are just recreating that over and over again. Like, oh, I'm about to get a baby. Oh. And men, it's the same shit. It's different for men, but it's so dumb. If female empowerment was vibrating your vaginas, if you went to a woman's rights march, everyone would be happy. But in reality, masturbation develops an unhealthy fixation on physical sexual sensation. What also short circuits your entire God frequency. It creates a feedback loop that just short circuits your board and you become a materialistic little retard. And men are such fucking cucks that if a woman talks about how she masturbates, they're like, really? Tell me about it. And they just start beating off. Like, if a woman tells me that she's like a chronic masturbator, I'm like, wow. I don't want to talk about it, but I'm like, I have a feeling of like loneliness. Like, that's lonely. That's compulsive behavior. You know, men have to get past that shit where it's like, oh, you squirt too? I squirt too, so now I don't feel as alone. It's like, Jesus, guys. It disturbed me even though I was horribly addicted to porn at the time. Feminists suffer, Tavis, that's the gravy. It's a fact, dude. It's a fact. And men have to seriously get past it where you think like, oh, if a woman does what I do, it's so hot. It isn't hot. It's the same as what you do. There's differences to it. You know, it makes them masculine, just like masturbation makes men feminine. So when men masturbate, it creates a feedback loop in which they become kind of feminine. They become like genderless. Squirters become like women. And females that constantly masturbate become very masculine. They're like, oh, get out of my fucking way. I got to squirt. And you're like, ew. I think the porn really is gaying up the squirt boys. Yeah, and it's making women act like men. You know? And women, they're like, it's different for us. We put rose petals down and have a bath and, you know, really get into our thoughts. I'm like, yeah, feedback loop of masturbation. Yeah, it's not good. Women are lonely. Yeah, and it's only feeding them back. They don't feel good after it. Like, after a woman has a session on herself, she's not like, she doesn't hear the pitter-pat of the family that should have been created from all of this. It's the whole point of our genitals, guys. I don't see you're a prude. A lot of sexual activity has led me to these fascinating observations. It's attention release, nothing more. No, it's not. Men say the same thing. It's not. It's not good for you. Do what you want, you know? If you see it as attention release, maybe you should have tension. Maybe you should get a family. Maybe you should have, like, more in your life so that you don't... It doesn't... Afterwards, you're not like, wow, it's like eating a Big Mac. You think it's great, and then after, you don't feel good about it. Women don't feel great about when they become compulsive masturbators. They're not like, wow, after, I feel really connected. Like, I feel great. No, it's compulsive. It's the reason most people feel empty after masturbation. Yes. It is not good for you, women, either. And don't cuck to women. Don't say, oh, when you do it, it's sexy. I shouldn't know. I shouldn't be a squirt boy. But, I mean, she needs to get off. No. Masturbation bad. Most people good in general. Squirters gay. Maybe worse than smoking. Well, it makes you male acting. And I just, you're robbing yourself from your family. All right, whatever. Agreed, I've been avoiding it for months. Good for you, Julie. Keep that up. All right, what else we got here? My brother is going to report from the field. Here we go. I haven't even watched this yet. I just wanted to. He said he had a good story for us.
So, the other night,
yes, brother.
Last night,
yep.
A truck pulled up, and I own two trucks, and I thought it was my buddy Chicken Coop bringing me maple syrup, because I brought him a bunch of Hardack, hop horn beam for you tree folk. Because it's hot, you know, although you don't want just that wood to make syrup, you don't want it too hot. But
right, right on, brother.
This truck pulls up, and I don't know who they are now. So I come downstairs and I have several 3-foot pieces of
just real quick, plastic. Someone brought up a good point. Tension release, that's just an excuse. Yeah, imagine if I was like, well, I know what's good for tension release is drinking alcohol. You don't think I know your little games, guys? Just, it's about you. It's not about me. I agree with masturbation making women like men. Yeah, yeah, fact. Oh, I gotta get off. Give me a vibrator. Oh. It's like tension release, yeah, smoking, drinking, anything. That's life, accept the tension. You know, it's like, it's not really a tension release. Drinking and masturbating and smoking, all this, they give you more tension. True, porn addicted women feel horrible after, and most have high levels of testosterone, which is correlated with hypersexuality. Yeah, and I think there's also correlations with skin, with breast cancer. Fucking up your hormones like that. Don't, ladies, come on. Don't do that. And you're so surrounded by so many cucks that will just be like, oh, it's so sexy when you touch yourself. Tell me about it. I'm also whacking my little dick. Guys, stay away. It's the same as like, dude, I just like having 10 beers to land the plane. You don't think I fucking know that excuse? It's just to relax. What if I like to kill people to relax? What if I was like, well, I know what I really like to do to relax is I like to round up a bunch of gammas and bash their heads in with a fucking hammer. That would relax me. So where's the line? All right, let's listen to my brother.
That's at my property in Bloomingdale because the guy I bought it from was using it to grow things.
Right on, brother.
And I said, can I help you guys? And this guy says, what, for parking on the road? You're kind of parked in front of my house. And I have 3 kids, and it's like 10 at night. And he said, just go back in your house. And I'm thinking like, pandemic and closeness. Because in my mind, I could easily see. I could just walk right down there and take the skin off their face. Like, like they'd be on the ground, tied up.
Just to relax.
And I'm going to call my neighbor who's a state trooper. And it would be a whole fucking thing.
Tension release.
That option wasn't gone yet. It was still... So I'm assessing, I'm accepting this pissant's little rant.
Tension release.
So when he got out, he dropped the bottle and it broke. I said, you going to pick up that bottle? I'm still in the cloak of darkness. You going to pick that up? You know, I parked there too and glass. Well, the driver got out. He was a little smarter than his stooge buddy. And they started picking up the glass. So I'm still in the cloak of darkness on my porch right over there. Hey, buddy. Colin. Hey, buddy, I'm almost done. I'm telling Uncle Brother a story. Yeah, buddy.
I have new trucks.
You have new trucks?
Yeah.
Nice.
All right, I'm coming out to see him. I'll be right out, okay?
Okay,
buddy. Okay, buddy, I love you. So, needless to say, I turned the porch light on for them. I said, how about I give you a little light here to pick up the glass? And they said, thank you. And I said, I appreciate the decency. Just a little decency.
Now that's reporting from the front lines. It's always about, there's two roads. Owen's brother's true alpha. Very alpha. Yeah. Bring down heart rate, rips face up. Yeah. But he's just trying to relax, guys. Yeah, someone brought up a good point. The tension is what makes music. You have to make the string tense in order to make any vibration. Ladies, I'll say vibration. You don't have to freak out. Oh, vibrator? Oh, great. I'm going to squirt. Oh. Jesus. It's so fucking gross.
Oh, yeah, you want to squirt.
Tension makes music. So many women have probably never been told that masturbation is gross. They shouldn't do it. They're probably like, no, everyone thinks it's super sexy when I when I make out with a girl at a party and it's squirt. It's like, no, I see it as sad. All right. How's Guck? He's doing great. My brother and Guck were just working, actually, together. Jason is ASAP with a chainsaw. I'll tell him that. Jason, I follow you into battle, bro. Yeah, me too. I miss him a lot. All right, I'm going to read some mail. Let me see if I got to everything. Like, this girl is hysterical. This girl gets it. Check this out. This is more Frontlines reporting. I already played this one, but this one makes me laugh. This is the inside. This is the mind of a grab. This is literally, so many people responsible for this hoax. They want the whole world to just do this all the time. This girl does such a good job making fun of this. Hang on.
Just got to run to the dollar store.
Mm-hmm. She's got coronavirus. Ooh. Get your toilet paper for the coronavirus. That caution tape will protect us from the coronavirus. Oh no, he has coronavirus. Make sure you put on your hand sanitizer. You gotta be safe from the coronavirus. Good thing the streets are empty or we'd all get coronavirus. Oh no, he's got coronavirus. Coronavirus, coronavirus, coronavirus. Good thing the church is closed or I might get the coronavirus.
Well, I bet the mosque ain't closed. All right. Sex in the City made women retarded. Right, but they shouldn't have been watching it. Muslims wouldn't put up with it. Oh, you want to see? Neither would the Amish. So I'm not promoting Islam here, guys. I'm promoting actual masculinity, actual belief in what you believe, actual belief in God's law is all I'm promoting. All right, want to see how wizardry works? This picture from World War II, a soldier carrying a donkey. It is not that the soldier loves donkeys or in some sort of perversion. What's happening is that the field is mined and that if the donkey was free to wander as it pleased, it would likely detonate a charge and kill everyone. The moral of the story is that during difficult times, the first ones you have to keep under control are the jackasses who don't understand the danger and do as they please. Okay, this is wizardry on like 80 minutes. It's like, okay, so one of the wizardry is saying that you have to control people who do as they please. No, you don't. It's not your job. Number two, the fact they had to specify that it wasn't because the soldier was banging the donkey shows you the mental state of the person who wrote this. You would have to be an absolute crazy person to look at this and say, oh, that guy's probably banging the, wow, amazing story. So, no, it's not an amazing story. This is a terrible story. This is Wizardry 101, guys. It's like, look at this soldier with the donkey. It wasn't because he's banging the donkey. Do you understand that Trojan horse's ideas? It's so crazy. And people just don't see it. They're like, wow, what a great story. It's like, no, it's not a great story. So they're going to justify what? I'm I'm the jackass because I'm not scared of a hoax plandemic done by some of the most evil people in the world? No. Am I the jackass you have to carry, what, to prison? No. And just because someone's carrying a donkey does not mean that you want to bang the donkey. All right. This is great. Jordan Peterson thinks he is a lobster in a dark, cold globe, but really he is a bottom feeder trapped in a bucket. Oh, no. I just created 7 billion anti-vaxxers. And the whole reason I was on this Muslim rant today is because Muslims are still going to mosque. Paul Joseph Watson, the cuck. Oh, I got to tell you, I'm not going to tell that story. It's hearsay. I'm trying to not be as much of a... It's from a reliable source, but let's just say this dude's a total cuck. And just a retard. But just, I'll leave it at that. German enthusiasts, Caucasian German enthusiasts, respect the Muslims for that because they hate Angela Merkel. And so if you say you can't go to church and someone says, well, I will, it's very inspiring. All right, let's open some mail, and then I'm going to go hang out. Hope you guys enjoyed today. God bless those German Muslims. Yeah, they might be your only shot, Germany. How double-dined are you? I see the pandemic believers as the donkeys. Yeah, that's why it's a spell. It can go either way. It's just there's no actual meaning in that. It's like that can justify crazy people's actions and completely plant a seed that you have to specify that someone isn't. If someone's carrying a dog, do you say it's not because of sexual perversion? This is someone who loves his dog. All right, well, it doesn't matter. Whatever. Thanks, BB. Keep on sharing great days with us. Best wishes, HG. Thank you very much. Thanks for the gravel for my babble. If you'd like to support the channel, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. Oh, and how dare you not tell the Paul story? Okay, so word on the street. No, I'm not going to tell it. I'm just not going to do it. PJW quickly waxes his eyebrows. It looks odd. Yeah, he's a childless cuck. All right. Wishing you a magical Christmas filled with happiness and lots of love. I think this is a little late, but thank you very much. There's clarity and tension. You need tension. Without tension, there's nothing. Yeah, Prospector Bear. No, stop the race mixing. Man the fuck up, Germans. Coming from a mixed breed myself, no bueno. Here's a little known fact. Islam isn't a race. I predict that if Germans keep cucking and there is a religion that does not cuck, Caucasian Germans will start attending mosques. You want to bet? It's the only point of religion, guys. I know you want religion to just be a place where you can hide your tax write-offs, but the actual purpose of that's what spread Christianity, guys. You realize what spread Christianity is the fearlessness and the devotion to God. So just understand that it's not about, there is no race of Muslim. It's not a race, silly boys. BB, please release the lemons. No problem. Where is Coddington Oso? I haven't heard from him this morning. I'm a virus expert. I watch Contagion. Right. It's right out of my, like, the mockery I've been doing for years now. I watched Interstellar. So obviously I'm an expert at high level physics. Dude, they're really that crazy. Like, people are like that. It's just totally crazy. They're like, I saw Contagion, so I know what the hell's going on. Childless cuck, no better description for Paul Joseph Watson. He's a childless cuck. They are Aryans in Iran. Yes. Are you guys doing playdates? Yes, obviously. No, we're going to do what Bill Gates tells us. Fact, I'm a Caucasian Muslim. Yeah, there's tons of them. And they're growing. It's the fastest growing religion in the world. And so we have to build a wall. Now you have to fear God only. There's a reason people are choosing to go to a church that isn't closed. Because when all the other comedians stopped being funny, people came to me. Because I held the line and took the stress. Islam is false? Yeah, go prove it. Why don't you go prove it? Why don't you go live it? Here's the thing, Homestead Bear. If you actually, actual Christians, like actual people that live it, are probably seeing the point I'm making right now and thinking it's brilliant because they want more Christians to actually act Christian. People that say, oh, but Islam is false. Only I know. Only I have the right title. I'm calling bullshit and I ain't scared of you. I'm guessing a lot of actual believers in Christianity are disgusted by their churches closing, disgusted by the fear they're seeing. A lot of women are disgusted by the fact that all their cuck Christian boyfriends worship Charlie Cuck. Big Bear carried the weight like no other. Right, and now I'm the last comic standing, pretty much. Well, Norm, there's a couple other ones, but you have to understand, if a church closes during a fake hoax scare, the more people see it now, and they will see it, guys, it's becoming insanely obvious that this is retarded. They will look at their church differently and they'll just be, you know what, Sunday, I'm just gonna sleep in. Why? I just don't feel like it. Why don't you go tell the minister? I say, well, you know, it'll slowly, people just don't go anymore. It's kind of like, you know, I don't like this show anymore. It's just not that funny anymore. And they just turn it off because it doesn't last. And so if Muslims are going to their mosque and churches are closing, you won't last. Because you can't force people, you can't shame people into true belief in God. It does not work. Well, they're Muslims, which means they're bad, because Dennis Prager told me that. You think that actually works? What spread Christianity was fearless devotion to God. And when you make it about the state, people don't go to church because there is no fucking point. There's no point. When you say a church is non-essential and you agree with it, you are not a believer in God. You are full of shit. If you think a church is non-essential, but Verizon is, you are not a believer in God. You are not Christian. Fundamentally. There's no way around that one. If you think a church is non-essential, but a Verizon store is, if you're running out to buy toilet paper, but not running out to go to your church to get a final prayer in before what you believe to be a pandemic, you ain't a Christian, motherfucker, and that isn't a church. It's a tax write-off. Hang on. Lots of religious people where I live attend church for social status and pick and choose from the Bible for convenience with their lives. Exactly. And that isn't actual religion, so no one will go anymore. That's why people stop being Christian, because it's no longer true. You understand that, right? People don't watch comedians that aren't funny. They don't attend churches that are scared. It's this, basic logic. It's the simplest logic imaginable. And I know that, let the dead bury the dead. I know there's a lot of people that are like, how dare you? Let them go. I'm trying to explain this to people that are still in Logos, that still can learn. What do you say about Romans 13? I don't know. Why don't you explain it to me? Why don't you tell me what that is? I don't know Romans 13, because I don't catalog all of the specific parts of the Bible based on what agenda I'm pushing. So dear Bible lawyer, why don't you tell me what Romans 13 is and not just say, well, why don't you understand this line? And say a specific line. Doesn't work on women, especially. It doesn't work on women at all. Women find it disgusting, and they won't fuck you, and they'll kill your baby in the womb. Yeah, church is social status. Real church is congregated homes. It's in Corinthians. Yes, I believe in having church at home. Sabbath is holy, and Sunday is communal. I don't care. I think most of that's one scripture. Tell me what Romans 13, I'm waiting. Tell me what Romans 13 is, and tell me why it justifies you closing up all your churches because the state told you in a time when people need to pray and congregate. Yep, home churches. Yeah, exactly. All it's doing is hurting them. Romans 13 doesn't supersede God's law. I don't even know what the fuck it is. Well, let me guess. It's give your money to Dennis Prager, and it's only in like one of the versions. It doesn't matter. Guys, there's no you can Bible lawyer your way out of anything, guys. You can Bible your lawyer out of anything. Thanks, dude. Hard truth. Yeah. You can say, well, according to this, if there's sniffles, you should close the door. Dude, we all know the truth. People are not inspired by lies. Women are not attracted to men who lie and hide behind Romans 13. They'll kill your baby in the womb, and they won't think twice about it. You know that, right? We have to stop abortion. Yeah, stop being a cuck. Have it so women want to carry your baby. How's that sound? Where it's unimaginable for them to kill your seed because your seed is so virile and true and strong. Let's see what God is in everyone. Anyone can choose from good and evil. I went to a little Methodist church in my town. It seems it's the same as the megachurches. As BB says, it's all because of taxes. I see more idolatry with Christians than Muzzies. Way more. Romans 13 is all about authority, but it doesn't say submit to anti-God behavior. You're supposed to follow the laws of the land unless it stops you from being Christian. You understand that, right? If it's legal to abort a baby and that goes against your law, you don't have to overthrow the government. This is so easy to understand that if you are intentionally not understanding, it's because you don't want to understand it. And we all know why. Okay? If they prohibit you from congregating as Christians, it's your responsibility to continue being Christian. Romans 13 says to submit to governing authority, but God's authority supersedes man's authority. I'll say it one last time. If it's illegal to be Christian, you have to stay Christian. If they are saying you can't congregate at your church, the next would be if you are Christian, they will kill you. Okay, I'll just publicly won't say it then. I'll just keep it private. We don't want to get the sniffles. Is Romans 13 say that you shouldn't publicly proclaim Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Because what happens when the pandemic makes it so, we'll just say it at home and we'll live the lie because, you know, that's the smartest thing to do. Yeah, it guys, you can't outthink it. But Romans 13, guys, you can't outthink it, man. You don't inspire anyone. That's why your churches are empty. That's why it's all old people just watching fucking Fox News spiraling. All right. And there's going to be some anger coming from this stream today, by the way. BB, you're killing it. Powerful stream. Right. There's going to be some people that never watch me again because I just was way too honest with them. The church is not Caesar's. No, give Caesar Caesar's. Give God God's. They can't take your church, guys. Exactly, BB. My Christian friends are and I are not quarantined. We are meeting for prayer and worship regularly. Good, good, good. What did Jesus say? Wherever you meet in two or three or more, there I am. So if it says you can't meet with more than two people, do you just say, oh, okay. Then you're not Christian. Then you're and by the way, you're making a lot of people believe you when you ain't. You're taking the Lord's name in vain, which is a fucking... It's a sin that will send. I'm not gonna say. It's one of the worst sins you can possibly do. If you tell your brothers that you're Christian, but yet you won't meet with three people to pray, you're not Christian, and you lied. And those people that count on you in these times and watch you fail, it's game over. I mean, you'll burn, guys. These are like mortal sins. Romans 13 says to submit to authority for conscious. I don't even know that. You know, guys, you know what's right and wrong. You can say whatever the fuck you want to yourself. I don't care. I don't go to church. I'm in quarantine. I love it when Big Bear is fired up and ladling gravy, potent gravy, keep assembling. This is Bolshevik nonsense. Yeah, yeah. You're not allowed to fucking meet with two of your buddies and pray. You cuck to that. You are not Christian. And I can say that so clearly. It's so obvious. If anybody is offended by this, they're not a true believer. Yeah, and they should go. They shouldn't be here. This is not for you. It's blasphemy to take the Lord's name in vain? Yes, it is. To say you are a follower of Jesus Christ and say that you can't meet with two other people and pray because it's, I mean, that just wouldn't be wise. You are a blasphemer. You are taking the Lord's name in vain. Muslims are more Christian than some Christians. Most, guys, most. FYI, Owen's talking straight out of 1 John. Yeah, yeah, I'm pretty sure what I'm saying is infinitely more backed up than Romans 13, guys. But keep playing your legal games. Guys, it doesn't hurt me. It hurts you. It hurts your family. Fuck it, I got seeds. Owen and family, I've been waiting to write you for some time now and decide today is the day. We watch you on YouTube. I don't need to go into my life story, but we also have a garden and look forward to buying more land as we only have 1 acre now. Yeah, 1 acre is plenty. I wanted to write down this story that I was told as a child. I'm 50 now. There was once a bear that grew up in captivity. He was put into a cage, worked in a circus. The bear lived only in the 12x12 metal cage, going from place to place. Bear was fed, seemed to enjoy what life he knew. The day came when this bear was old, ready to be retired. A nice green plush sanctuary was chosen for him as they unlocked the metal door. All were stunned as the bear was not eager to run out into this beautiful wooded area. When he did venture out slowly, the cage removed. He was only able to walk back and forth in the same 12x12 pattern, as though he was still in the cage. Moral of the story is the bear's cage now was not metal but mental. Prayers to all of you. We'll write again. Simple bear. Hope your mom enjoyed this story. Hello to her. Yes, that and it was a perfect timing for that. Perfect timing for that. It's like your prison is mental. And it doesn't hurt, guys. It's only hurting you and your family. I'm here to help. It's like, and there's going to be these cocks that are like, oh, Owen is promoting Muslim. He's promoting his on we can never watch again. I can never support him. I can't believe it. Guys, do you think it's hurting me? It's like watching people just punching themselves in the face and being like, ha 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 ha, look at you getting punched in the face. It's all good. The Pope added Paul books. I don't care. If you don't go to your church because they say you can't, you're not a Christian. And you can pipe any fucking stupid Bible lawyer thing at me at all. It's why I wasn't a Christian for 20 years. And if the thing that you are saying is Christianity, I'm not a Christian now. Fortunately for me, that ain't it. If what you're saying is Christianity, I am not a Christian. Fortunately for me, that what you're preaching is not Christianity. What would you say about a church that closed but meets up in small groups? It's not a church. There's still Christians participating, but a church that closes its doors because Caesar tells it to is not a church. You have to start another church. I know this is going to piss a lot of people off. That's fine. You'll see. I was with you. They're still Christians. It's just the physical structure of that church is not a church. It's a DMV. Big Bear, keep crushing. Ryan, Disc Golf Bear, thank you. He's telling everybody to disobey the law. Guys, we all know I'm not. There is no law that says three people can't meet up in a building. This is all nonsense. It's all nonsense. There's no law that says you can't go to church. Give Caesar Caesar's. Right. It's not even about that. There is no law, guys. You closed your church and closed your business because you were told to. Oh, they'll take away our license. That ruins them. I know people aren't smart enough to see down the road sometimes, and I understand it is a burden for me. But like, I used to get drunk every day so that I didn't have to see shit that no one else saw. If they start pulling licenses because people refuse to cuck to stop being Christian for them, the license no longer has value. The license is just like this piece of paper. It is a belief. Okay? It only functions if everybody's like, well, this is good for everybody. Okay. If everybody's like, dude, I'm going to church. I'm going to mosque. I'm going to temple. This is ridiculous. It's my choice. Well, you got to be safe. You don't want to give the corona. It's my choice to worship. And they say, well, we're going to take your license. Fine, I'll find a way. I fear God only. Guess what? Enough people do that. License is kindling. It's nothing. It doesn't mean anything. That is how authority breaks. And they're scared of that, so they don't do that. Never comply to nonsense, ever. It's the difference between the existence of an abortion clinic and making you abort your baby. You understand how different that is? When they say you should follow the rules of your nation, yes. But when they say you can't be a Christian and you cuck to that and you think there's some kind of virtue in that. Yeah, God gives you license to conduct worship. Yes, that isn't a church. And this is the beauty of it. It's not scary. Quarantine is also unconstitutional. All of it is. I haven't changed my life one fucking bit. God wants you to give back to him with body, with his... Right. All it does is show that that isn't a church. And it's just going to be an empty shell of a remnants of an idea long dead. And they can try and shelter their tax money, but they won't be getting any money because people don't support lies long term. They get tricked. It's fucking retarded, guys. Yeah, jurisdictional. God is the highest. So when you see cuck boy Paul Joseph Watson, cuck. A video in Britain shows Muslim worshippers flagrantly violating Germany's quarantine law, not a law, and social distancing rules by congregating outside of a mosque as the police. Nobody followed InfoWars for little fucking rule, these pussies. The people that used to follow Paul Joseph Watson wanted someone to say the truth about the subject. It's not because they hate Muslims. They wanted the truth about migration. They wanted someone to address the fact that there were all these Muslims coming to their country and fucking everything up. It's not because they hate Muslims. Now, German enthusiasts are like, I respect Muslims more and more every day. InfoWars, never again. Shills, keep slaying wizards. Love from Germany. You have no idea how truth always crushes, always. You can't negotiate with it. Just go stand in the parking lot of a church tomorrow. It might be, yeah, dude, just go to the church. Go to the church parking lot. It makes a mockery of the rules. You make demons dance for you. Like, the demons will dance for you. They'll embarrass themselves. They'll humiliate themselves under you. You just have to truly believe. Thank you for being courageous and God-fearing enough to expose. Yeah. Don't go to church, commune with fellow Christians. Right. Those churches can't hide tax money if nobody's giving them fucking money. Those comedians that are no longer comedians can't peddle their globalist leftist trash anymore because people know they're not funny. You understand? When you're falling out of an airplane, you think you're flying for about 2 minutes until, bam, your face becomes fucking concrete. Dude, make the demons dance. Go to your church's parking lot with all the other parishioners and have a sermon. Why don't you guys each talk about what you're grateful for, how good God is to you, God's mercy, right? And then what do you think the minister is going to do, this cuck, if they find out that you guys have just been meeting in the parking lot? Then he goes stand. Guys, this is coming from an alpha when it comes to crowds. They lose the crowd, okay? So they go try and stand in front of their flock as the coward, the pussy, who couldn't fucking say a sermon because he was home scared. You think anybody's going to fucking give him respect? No. They'll give each other respect because Christianity is within. The kingdom of God is inside us. We don't need them. It's just a place to commune. It's a place to go meet up with other families and talk about the glory of God. Oh, but Romans 13, keep it up, bitch. Keep it up. You'll pay for it. Not for me. I don't have to do shit. Guys, I watched Hollywood all crumble. And God's mercy, he didn't crumble me. IRS tax codes, all the way from the beginning, church and state has always been, come on. I don't even know what that means. I'm just making the point I'm making. I'm not going to go off track and riff on this subject because I'll probably say something that is off. What I'm saying is true. Go do it in the parking lot. Or else you don't even give a shit anyway. And then you'll beg for the chip. You'll beg for the shot. You know, your babies will be aborted, and then you'll blame it all on the Muslims. That's your future. Or your future could be so bright and so beautiful. You don't have to go to a church parking lot. I'm not going to fucking church parking lot. But make, like, show that you're not afraid. Show that you don't take safety over freedom. Safety. Oh, we're just here for you. We're just here for you. We want to help. We want to help you combat the sniffles. Bunch of fucking pigs. Make the devil dance. Throw nickels at him. He'll pick him up. Make the devil dance. Make him pick up nickels. He's a pathetic cuck. Owen always helps me level out even when he spirals. Ha! So true. Like, yeah, I mean, apparently I am spiraling right now. Says the Jew. But it definitely levels people out, which is my job. It's my job. My job is to be funny. And to fucking say the stuff that other people won't say in an entertaining way. I do it every day. That's my job. The job of a church is to keep its doors open so scared people can go worship. Church doors closed, but the gates will still open. I don't know what that means. Dude, a lot of people are playing with fucking fire, literally. You think you can outthink God, truth, reality? You think that you can say Romans 13, so that's why we have to stay in. Dude, it's becoming obvious to everyone. Amy Schumer was never funny. Was never funny. Joe Rogan's never been tall. He's never really been a man. He's a little guy who likes to kick real hard. Amy Schumer's never been funny. You can dress up a pig. You know, you can dress up a pig. You can put pearls on a pig. It's still a fucking pig. You can pretend that that church is a place of God. It ain't a place of God. If you close down the doors during a fucking plague, It ain't even a plague. It's a joke. But even during the darkest plagues, you keep your fucking doors open. During war, you keep your doors open. During pestilence, famine, you keep your doors open. When Joel Osteen closed his doors during the fucking Houston flood, everyone knew he was fake. And if you keep going there and begging and giving him money, you're gross. Joel Osteen, oh, I can't open the doors. We have to keep our church pure. Pig. Fucking pig. Say the magic words and you will be saved. Condemn the Muslim. Condemn the brave, the noble Muslim. But if you say only through the sun can we reach God, you will be the one. And that, guys, that's a fucking satanic lie if I've ever heard one. And you know it. Peace and safety, that means submission and slavery. Want to fucking bet? And if I got to wear the chains and go into a gulag, I'll be going in there spitting and yelling and singing. Spitting and yelling and singing. Want to bet? I'll be able to look my maker in the eye when I die. Can you? Can you really do that? But the sniffles, can you look your maker in the eye after death and say you actually gave a shit? You actually fucking tried? You still go to Joel Osteen's church? What do you think is going to happen to your church now that they closed the doors for the sniffles? Guys, Osteen had a better point. Maybe his church would get wet. This doesn't even have any water. All right. Owen Big Bear, I enjoy your thoughts and musings. I haven't joined, but I would be happy to support your efforts. I am a physician, anti-vax, and been awake since a kid. JFK, Vietnam, Nixon. After Patriot Act and internet, I am fully awake. I try to keep a low internet profile, so I am contributing some cash and a song I wrote. I have no musical talent, but I have written a song called Adrenochrome, with apologies to Rhythm... to Ryman Simon, Bombastic Bear. P.S. I followed you from YouTube to BitChute. Thank you. Adrenochrome. When I look back on all the crack I did in high school, it's a wonder I can breathe at all. Although my lack of compassion for children hasn't hurt me none, I can see the heightened fear in them. All Adrenochrome. I'll read this on my own. It's a little dark. But thank you very much for the contributions. I'm afraid I'm starting to think there's something to this 5G. Please debunk. Okay, I can debunk it for you real quick. You are now in a timeout. Don't bring that shit here ever again. I'm starting to get scared of 5G. What do you hear about 6G, guys? Then women will definitely want to fucking carry your baby. I mean, who the hell would what woman would actually be proud of being pregnant with a man's child who's scared of a letter and number combination that was told on the internet? Anybody? Like, who would be like, that's, I'm so glad to have his seed in my belly. But we have to stop the abortion crisis. Why, Squirt Boys? Why? Because you're, there would be no abortions if men actually followed the law of God. Women would never, in a million years, want to murder their own children. So much gravy you brought. Here's a view from the ruins. There's a treat on the... this other page, thank you. What do we got here? You got clips, so you don't have to. The Book of Gary. Catholic Family News. Keeping the flame of God's truth burning brightly. I got to read this up. I don't even know what the hell all this is. But thank you. I'll read after. I'm just yelling a lot, as per usual. Thank you for the gravel for my babble. Let me see what we got a note here. Many great covers. This one is my favorite. Thank you. Please have a non-dick tip from an Apple fag, an unauthorized user. Thank you. Yeah, unauthorized.tv. Everything's crushing. Quarantine is fine. You don't need to go to your bar and your restaurant, all that stuff. It's fine. You can live and worship. You don't have to rebel against Caesar. If they say you can't be a Christian, definitely don't do that. All right. My wife just stopped being 38 weeks pregnant thanks to 5G. My wife just stopped being 38 weeks pregnant thanks to 5G. I don't know what that means. 5G seems like a diversion of PSYOP. I don't care at all. How's that sound? I don't care at all. But if you're not super worried, they'll keep going with it. You don't matter. when it comes to that shit. The only thing that can engage you with all of these things is fear and high levels of emotion. Idolatry and fear. Idolatry and fear. This thing will save us. The letter Q will save us. 5G will destroy us. They're just random letters and numbers. It's like idolatry and fear. Idolatry and fear. It's the same thing. But you're obviously, you're yelling. No, this is funny. It's comedic. It's why thousands of people can listen for a dude talk for fucking 2 straight hours because it's interesting. Squirt boys like abortion because kids take up time that could be used for squirting. Right. Right. They do. And again, don't trust anybody with an Apple sticker on their car. Owen didn't get the joke. I'll try harder next time. I don't know what the joke is. My family's having a great time during this. No fear in Corona, only God. Great. Tons of people are having a great time. Like, that's the thing. For those of you that come to my DLive night streams, they're way more relaxed. Like, I usually do a DLive evening stream with piano and stuff. And we just play piano and hang, and my kids dance sometimes. And Amy will give gardening tips and stuff. My morning streams, I can throw out some fire and brimstone, but it's really good for people. Yelling is comedic, but effective. Yes, it is. Thank you very much. And nothing wrong with having secular heroes. Hang on a second. Nothing wrong with having secular heroes, says Soapy Bear, who's now in a timeout. I don't even know what you're talking about. You're acting like a gamma. Oh, because you disagreed? No, I can spot him. Like, I can spot him years away. BB, you really got me fired up today. Thank you. Anytime. Ben Shapiro is the intellectual leader of the Squirt Boy movement. There is no leaders of Squirt Boys. They just squirt. They just are puddles. They're puddles. This doesn't seem like yelling to me. It seems like normal talking. Big Bear, if we ever hung out, nonstop yelling and laughing. Me too. And I'm going to play my brother's story one more time if you want to better understand where I come from and how I talk and why I'm so aggressive. He's going to tell the story one more time, and then I'm going to leave.
So, the other night, last night, a truck pulled up, and I own 2 trucks, and I thought it was my buddy Chicken Coop bringing me maple syrup, because I brought him a bunch of Hardack, hop horn beam for you tree folk, because it's hot, you know, although you don't want just that wood to make syrup, you don't want it too hot, but this truck pulls up, and I don't know who they are now. So I come downstairs and I have several 3-foot pieces of hard plastic that's at my property in Bloomingdale because the guy I bought it from was using it to grow things. And I said, can I help you guys? And this guy says, what, for parking on the road? You kind of parked in front of my house. And I have 3 kids and it's like 10 at night. And he said, just go back in your house. I'm thinking like, pandemic and closeness. Because in my mind, I could easily see. I could just walk right down there and take the skin off their face. Like they'd be on the ground tied up. And I'm going to call my neighbor who's a state trooper. And it would be a whole fucking thing. That option wasn't gone yet. It was still. So I'm assessing. I'm accepting this pissant's little rant. So when he got out, he dropped the bottle and it broke. I said, you going to pick up that bottle? I'm still in the cloak of darkness. You going to pick that up? You know, I parked there too and glass. Well, the driver got out. He was a little smarter than his stooge buddy. And they started picking up the glass. So I'm still in the cloak of darkness on my porch right over there. Hey, buddy. Colin. Hey, buddy. I'm almost done. I'm telling Uncle Brother a story. Yeah, buddy. You have new trucks?
Yeah.
All right, I'm coming out to see him. I'll be right out, okay?
Okay,
buddy. Okay, buddy, I love you. So, needless to say, I turned the porch light on for them. I said, how about I give you a little light here to pick up the glass? And they said, thank you. And I said, I appreciate the decency. Just a little decency.
My brother's always in predicaments where... He does something very kind and decent, but the other option would be extreme violence. All right, guys, I'm out of here. BB adores his brother so much. Yes, I do. I could take the skin off his face, but that would be a whole thing. Yeah. All right. Unauthorized.tv, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington 93.35, unbearablesmerchandise.com, and God bless the Muslims in Germany, showing people what it means to actually believe in God. How dare you? Fucking, I feed off people saying, how dare me? All right, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington 93.35. Support the chat. Support what you like, or it goes away. It's up to you to support what the fuck you like. DLive.tv/OwenBenjaminComedy. Be fruitful, multiply, don't be fruity and blow a guy, and fear is for fags.